SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Situation in the Middle East now hitting closer to home. President Biden says three American soldiers have been killed, 25 wounded in a drone strike in Jordan. Biden blames the attack on Iran-backed militia groups. They are the first U.S. fatalities in months of attacks on American forces across the Middle East by Iranian-backed militias amid the war in Gaza. President Biden continues to face criticism over his support for Israel in the war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As the Israel-Hamas war drags on, there's a steady drumbeat of opposition from many of Joe Biden's political allies and among young voters. Everywhere the president travels these days, there are demonstrators nearby holding signs blaming Mr. Biden for not supporting a ceasefire in Gaza. Last week, during a campaign event focused on abortion rights, the president's speech was interrupted several times by protesters shouting, "Stop funding genocide and shame on you." Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Libya's state-owned oil company says production has resumed.
The resumption ends a more than two-week hiatus after protesters blocked the facility over fuel shortages. Residents of the southern town of Ubare had forced the shutdown of the field earlier this month to protest fuel shortages and worsening living conditions. Libya's light crude is long featured in the country's year-long civil conflict. Libya has been in turmoil since a NATO-backed uprising toppled and killed longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011.
That is Jeremy House reporting. House Republicans releasing two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Republicans vowing to push forward with efforts to oust him. This is SRN News. Reverend Franklin Graham delivers quite a gift.
His ministry, Samaritan's Purse, has purchased 14 new ambulances for Israel, which will replace ones destroyed by terrorists in the October 7th attack by Hamas. Graham dedicated the vehicles at a ceremony in Jerusalem and honored the numerous Israeli paramedics who were murdered while responding to the attacks. Graham says, quote, "We pray that these ambulances will bring comfort to the people of Israel." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Carolina School Board's decision to reject two LGBT provisions the General Assembly directed districts to comply with could lead to legal action. One of those provisions requires that schools alert parents before a student goes by a different name or pronoun, while the other bars instruction about transgenderism in kindergarten through the fourth grade. This is SRN News. Well, a group of elderly Nazi death camp survivors marking the 79th anniversary of the Auschwitz liberation on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Here's Karen Chamis.
A group of Nazi death camp survivors gathered at the death wall in Auschwitz, Poland, where they laid wreaths and lit candles. The Nazis, who occupied Poland from 1939 to 1945, at first used the old Austrian military barracks at Auschwitz as a concentration and death camp for Poland's resistance fighters. In 1942, the wooden barracks, gas chamber and crematoria of Birkenau were added for the extermination of Europe's Jews, Romas and other nationals, as well as Russia's prisoners of war. I'm Karen Chamas.
And recapping, three American troops have been killed, 25 wounded in a drone strike in Jordan. More details at SRNnews.com.